Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, September 20th, 2021. I'm Rich Straffolino. GM CEO Mary Barra said the automaker plans to build direct relationships with chip manufacturers to address the continuing semiconductor shortage. Previously, GM relied on suppliers to buy chips rather than doing so directly. This comes as GM and other global automakers have had to cut or halt production of vehicles due to lack of chips. According to a report seen by Reuters, an investigation by the Competition Commission of India found Google abused Android's dominant market position in the country by reducing the ability and incentive of device manufacturers to develop and sell devices operating on alternative versions of Android. Reuters sources say Google has not yet received the report. Counterpoint Research estimates Android runs on 98% of India's smartphones. Roku announced the $49.99 Streaming Stick 4K and $69.99 Streaming Stick 4K Plus with a 30% faster processor than the Streaming Stick Plus, Dolby Vision and HDR10 support, faster Wi-Fi, and a bundled Roku Voice Remote Pro on the 4K Plus model. Both will be available in October. Roku also updated the Walmart-exclusive Roku Ultra LT with a faster processor, more storage, Dolby Vision, and an Ethernet port. The company's upcoming OS 10.5 software release will also feature the ability to add live TV channels from the Roku channel directly to the home screen and more extensive voice controls. The Financial Times and Cyber Intelligence Group's CyberInt released data from a recent investigation into Telegram that the messaging service has seen a 100% plus rise in Telegram usage by cybercriminals, following users switching to Telegram after a change in WhatsApp's privacy policy that asks users to accept a revised policy, allowing it to share data with its parent company, Facebook. Telegram also suspended all chatbots used in the Russian elections campaign. According to founder Pavel Durov, this would abide by Russia's election silence law that prohibits campaigning during the elections. This comes after Google and Android removed a smart voting app from Russian app stores. DoorDash expanded its alcohol delivery service to Canada, Australia, 20 new U.S. states, and the District of Columbia. The company claims the service now reaches 100 million adults globally. Alcohol orders require ID verification at checkout and upon delivery. ByteDance's China-focused short-form video app Douyin will now limit usage for those under 14 years old to 40 minutes a day between the hours of 6 a.m. and 10 p.m. This new limit will apply to real-name authenticated users, and ByteDance is encouraging parents to complete this authentication process for their kids. Last week, Tesla CEO Elon Musk announced drivers would be able to request an enhanced version of its full self-driving capability with new features to help vehicles navigate cities. In response, National Transportation Safety Board head Jennifer Homendy said basic safety issues have to be addressed before they're then expanding it to other city streets and other areas. The NTSB issues safety recommendations but has no regulatory authority. Tesla has been testing these expanded capabilities since March with 2,000 drivers and says those requesting access will have to demonstrate 7 days of good behavior before receiving it. OnePlus is bringing Hasselblad's Cinematic X-Pan camera to the OnePlus 9 and 9 Pro through a software update. The 9 series cameras didn't initially offer much around OnePlus's multi-year collaboration with Hasselblad, but the new update adds an X-Pan mode for the OnePlus 9 series camera, as well as some patches. The X-Pan mode replicates the focal lengths, colors, and processing of the original X-Pan camera for the phone, which lets users capture 65x24 panorama aspect ratio images from their phone. IKEA announced the Showmerk, a $40 wireless Qi charging pad designed to be installed underneath nearly any desk or table. It provides 5 watts of charging and can be installed under a wood or plastic surface between 8 millimeters and 22.2 millimeters thick. It ships in October. Amazon appears to have leaked new versions of its Kindle Paperwhite e-readers. A comparison chart published to Amazon's Canadian and Mexican sites shows a $150 Canadian Kindle Paperwhite and $210 Canadian Paperwhite Signature Edition with a 6.8-inch 300 ppi 17 LED display and an adjustable warm light like the Kindle Oasis. Current Paperwhite models have a 6-inch display with 4 LEDs. The Signature Edition appears to add wireless charging and auto-adjusting light sensors. Microsoft's expected Surface Duo 2 appears to have passed through FCC certification. Documents show a dual-screen Android device certified with 5G, NFC, ultra-wideband, and wireless charging support, although it's unclear if this would be typical Qi charging or inductive charging for a pen. Microsoft will hold its Surface event on September 22nd at 11 a.m. Eastern, so we'll find out then probably. And finally, ZeniMax creative director Rich Lambert confirmed the next patch for Elder Scrolls Online will make it the first title to feature NVIDIA's Deep Learning Anti-Aliasing, or DLAA. Unlike NVIDIA's DLSS, which runs at lower resolutions with AI upscaling for better performance, DLAA doesn't provide a performance boost. Rather, it uses AI to provide extra edge smoothing at native resolution. DLAA requires an RTX 2000 or 3000 series card. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.